Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Sherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wayne LeMaster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Wayne LeMaster. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. And now, play ball. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. LeMaster drops the ball. Hack moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Herman moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. Herman scores. Demery goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins bunts towards the mound. LeMaster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hartnett moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Hartnett scores. Collins moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Orville Jorgens now pitching. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins scores. Cavaretta scores. Marte moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mori Arnovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Camilli moves to second. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sherin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Orville Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens strikes out. One out. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Jurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Marti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Marti reaches second base with a double. Billy Jurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurgis is 0-for-1 in the game. Jurgis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Jurgis reaches third base with a triple. Marti scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a fly ball towards left. Arnovic catches it and throws to home to double up Jurgis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Klein for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mori Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Gorman now playing right field. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Norris applying the tag. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Arnovich. Herman reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerges. Orville Jorgens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgens is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgens takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris misplays the ball. That's an error on Norris. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Marty hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Howie Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Arnovich reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Gorman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Cubs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Atwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Elmer Burkhardt now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sherin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Marty who is chasing the ball. Sherin reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Burkhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkhardt strikes out. One out. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 3 in the game. Norris strikes out. Two outs. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hartnett bunts towards the mound. Burkhardt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to second. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Atwood and he is safe. Demery steals third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Atwood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon fields it and throws to second for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Cubs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Marti takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sharon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Howie Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorman hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Hack bunts towards first. Camilli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hartnett hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Hartnett reaches third base with a triple. Hack scores. Herman goes all the way around to score. It's 10-2, Cubs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sharon hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walter Stevenson pinch hits for Elmer Burkhardt. Walter Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.